This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
I remember as a kid sitting in the bath, I'm talking toddler sort of age, and drinking from the tap, you know, the faucet coming out from the side of the wall. And my mum would say to me, don't drink out of the bath tap, as you could get worms. Now, I'm sure it was probably a ploy to prevent me from perhaps, you know, burning myself, but nevertheless, I believed it, and I wondered if I would consume some sort of wriggly creature. And there are so many myths about water, and today on Joy Drive, we thought we would put some of them to the experts. And Ollie Jones is a professor of chemistry at RMIT University. Ollie, welcome to Drive.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Could I have contracted a worm from drinking from the bath tap?
Very unlikely, I would say. Very unlikely.
Now, Melbourne water has often been described as the best drinking water in the world, yet many of us still have, I suppose, water filters installed. Do we need to filter the water for drinking?
Certainly not in Melbourne. As you say, we've got really very high quality water indeed, and there's no real need to filter it. I know some people profess they like the taste of it better after they filter it, because it takes out some of the stuff that the water companies put into it to clean it, but it's really not necessary. It's more of a personal taste thing.
What do the water companies put in to clean the water?
Well, you chlorinate the water before you put it into the distribution system. That's one of the disinfection steps. And they have to put enough in that it's still active when it gets to the house, so to speak. So some people could say they can still taste a bit, but I personally can't. But again, it doesn't do any harm.
I can't taste it either. What about bottled water? Let's compare that to tap water. I mean, we know the environmental impact of having to produce the bottled water, the plastic, etc. But if we just look at the water itself, how much better is it, and if it is better at all, than tap water?
Well, for most cases, it's absolutely no different at all. You're just paying a lot more money for essentially the same thing.
So really, there's no point buying it.
Yeah, but I don't see there's any point buying it at all. Well, certainly not in Australia. I mean, in some countries where they don't have as high quality drinking water, then yes, buy bottled water. But in Australia, UK, most of the Western world, the water's so good, you don't really need to buy bottled water, unless you just really want to pay extra for it. Some people like the convenience of having, you know, carrying a plastic bottle around in their bag, but you can just buy a recyclable or reusable drinking bottle and fill it up with tap water.
Just fill it up with the tap water. And you know how we spoke about the chlorine? I mean, chlorine evaporates, doesn't it? So you could just leave it open for a little while, I assume.
Yes, exactly. That's a very good point. I remember one of my lecturers at uni telling me this. So if you just take tap water, you put it in a jug or something or a mug, leave it in the fridge overnight or leave it out overnight, all anything that was sort of dissolved in it will evaporate off, and most anything that's volatile, I should say, will evaporate off, and then it'll taste exactly the same as if you'd filtered it.
Ollie, we have just discovered the cheapest way to filter water. We're going to save a fortune. Let's bust some of these myths. Let's talk about cold water. When I get up in the morning, first thing, I mix a bit of cold water and hot water just so it's warm, so that I drink it and I just feel a bit better. But is cold water bad for you if it's icy cold water and you drink it?
No, it's not bad for you at all. And in fact, lots of us do drink cold water in the summer or after we've played sport or something like that. There are all these sort of myths and rumours on things like TikTok where they say, oh, cold water affects your digestion or it constricts your blood vessels somehow, but there's really no science behind that. It doesn't actually happen.
Okay, let's move on to the next one. Drinking from a hot tap. Now, I was always told, do not drink hot water from the hot tap. Why is that?
Well, this one actually does have a bit of a grain of scientific truth behind it. The main reason is that hot water is a better solvent than cold water, so you run the potential, very low risk, but a risk that you might be dissolving things out of the pipework into the water. The other thing is, if you have a system where your hot water is being stored, or water is being stored in a tank and then heated and then reheated and so forth, because bacteria grow better in warm water, you might get some bacterial, and I stress the might, you might get a few bacteria and so forth growing in the tank, which then might increase the risk of a health issue if you were drinking from the hot tap. So generally it's recommended, if you want hot water for a drink, boil the kettle, and warm water from the tap is for washing.
Is that the same even if you've got an instantaneous hot water system that doesn't have that storage tank?
In terms of reheating the water bacterial risk, then no, it's not the same, because if you're just instantly heating the water, then you're not reheating it multiple times, but you do still get potentially the very, very low risk, as I say, but maybe dissolving minerals out from the pipework.
Ollie, does that risk of dissolving minerals increase? Let's say the pipe works a lot older. You might have, you know, an old Victorian house or something. You still have some old plumbing in it. Is that risk greater then?
Slightly, but still pretty small. So I suppose you're sort of talking about lead pipework, which hasn't been used in Australia for many, many years now. I think since the 80s or possibly even earlier. I do understand. I think there's some potential that they use lead rivets for joining pipes together in some cases. But I don't think they do that anymore either. But again, if you've got lead in the system, potentially, it's very unlikely to, even then, that you'd get enough to do you any significant harm.
We're chatting with Ollie Jones, Professor of Chemistry at RMIT University, about some facts behind some common water myths. Ollie, what is this raw water trend? I mean, for me, water is, you know, two hydrogen and an oxygen molecule. What is raw water?
raw water is an interesting one. It seems to have sort of you can't really get cooked water, I suppose, unless we're talking about boiling it. But it's a trend that's evolved, I think, again, on TikTok. It seems to have been spreading, and it's where people have for some reason decided that treated water that we get out of the tap, that, you know, it's been cleaned and filtered and so forth, for some reason isn't healthy, and so we should be drinking water straight from a well or a stream or the environment, so to speak. And there are websites and so forth that show you on where's your nearest source of raw water, sort of thing. It's a weird one because you have no idea, you know, it's water straight out of the ground, you've got no idea what's in it, you don't know what's in the local area that might have dissolved into it, you could get pesticides, if you know, like a cultural area, maybe you've got cows urinating nearby, you just don't know, it's just a very strange thing.
I think you've just killed the trend.
I wish, but it's very popular for some reason, but I don't really understand it myself, because I think you're actually risking your health, because, see, it might be clean water, but it might not.
What if you've got a rainwater tank that's, you know, fed from the roof?
Yeah, those are pretty safe, actually. Again, it depends what how you're treating it. Theoretically, the water from the rain is pretty clean, although it might dissolve certain pollutants from the air as it comes down. But I think most people have some sort of filter on the front of that before they drink it.
Ollie, just got a message in from Andrew saying, if you've ever seen inside a used hot water system, it would turn you off from drinking from the hot water tap. You reckon that's true?
I think it depends a little bit on what type of hot water system you've got. But, yeah, you can sometimes find these old pipes that they've been used for years, and the inside looks like that sort of brown sludge that's essentially stuff that's dissolved out of the water and collected on the inside of the pipe.
Ollie, what about, it's summer, we're out in the garden, we're hosing our gardens, we're squirting the kids and the dogs and all sorts of things. What about drinking from the hose?
Well, I guess it depends how much you're drinking. I mean, I personally... I know kids have been drinking out of hoses for generations, and we're all still here. But generally, I wouldn't recommend it, because let's say you use your hose pipe and then you spray it and you leave it on the side for a bit. The water just stays in there and just you can get stuff growing in it. And then you come again, next year, and then you drink out of it. Potentially, you might get a bit of bacterial growth. You might get a bit biofilm. I think it's probably not a great idea, but it's probably not going to kill you.
Okay. One other thing, something that I hate is when you're in a park and you go to a water fountain and you press the fountain thinking, yes, I'm dying for a drink of water, and it just oozes out. And you think, oh, no, I almost have to touch the spout to get it. But let's say you're in a park that perhaps isn't frequented that often. Is a water fountain pretty clean?
Well, yeah, in Melbourne, we're really lucky. We've got lots of water fountains everywhere that people can use. They're pretty clean. I mean, I advise you don't touch your mouth to the fountain area. Sometimes people don't like as soon as you start it, sometimes it's a bit warm because the water's just been sitting just behind the tap in the sun for a while. But if you just run it for 10 seconds or so, you'll get cold water. It'll be fine.
Okay, so flush out all the bacteria or et cetera.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Ollie, you've dispelled all the myths, so we know it is okay to drink water straight from the tap. If we're worried about the chlorine, we can stick it in a jug or something that's open and let it evaporate overnight. That's a cheap way. Don't need to buy a filter. And we're set.
Yep.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us on Drive Today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
That's Ollie Jones, Professor of Chemistry at RMIT University.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.